Friends can be as close as family, and we need them for all sorts of things. To give us advice, to back us up, to tell us we're not crazy. And in one case, to protest against House Bill 56, a tough anti-immigration law passed in Alabama 3 years ago. That's how an unlikely friendship started.
My name is Gwendolyn Freddy. I am 30 years old, and I am both an anthropologist and an activist.
I am Fred Hammond, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Tuscaloosa. How this began was I wanted to do a rally here in Tuscaloosa. So we contacted the few leaders from the Latino community that we knew, and they all said, well, you need to speak to Gwen. I had not met Gwen before.
So we met and we eventually started getting friendly and talking to each other more. Both he and I are queer, and that's not very common here in Alabama. He's gay, I'm bi. So that was also a point of camaraderie. That first civil disobedience against HB 56 was mostly white people.
She was my support person, you know, to make phone calls. If I ended up in jail, she was going to be the one calling my congregation. She was going to be the one reaching out to my family, letting them know I was arrested, all this kind of stuff.
He was also nervous, and we drove out to Montgomery that day.
She had my stuff.
Like his phone and his, you know, and his keys to his car, because I knew that he might not make it home.
It was a horrible day. It was like a monsoon. You couldn't see, you know, 5 feet ahead of you type of rain. And so we gathered to pray at the State House because a lot of us were people of faith. And we blocked the entranceway to the legislature. And now, of course, you know, you're not supposed to do that.
So Fred was arrested at the State House.
And of course, we're all handcuffed, and I think we were singing This Little Light of Mine.
It was moving to me, and it made me cry to see him being arrested, to see him being taken away and standing for something that he believes in.
¿Listos?
Sí, se pudo.
Sí, se puede. Sí, se puede. Sí, se puede.
So we had a civil disobedience at the Etowah County Jail, which is also the Etowah County Detention Center. And we protested against that center in particular, but the concept of deportation of immigrants in general.
Too many, 2 million, 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 too many.
She said, Fred, I'm going to be risking arrest. I want to know if you will be there for me like I was there for you. And I said, of course I will.
¿Qué queremos? ¿Qué queremos? Justicia!
And so the morning of, Fred and I were just checking each other and just saying, like, all right, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I think he gets more nervous. Because he's a worrywart.
Obama, 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 yes you can. We are Alabama. We are Alabama.
So we were blockading the front entrance. So once we were chained up and once people started chanting, there was a point where the detainees started to bang on the windows or on the walls, and you could hear that down below.
Immigration system tears down the police apart. President Obama, where's your heart? The immigration system tears down the police apart. President Obama, where's your heart?
So she gets arrested, and I type on her Facebook page, I've been arrested. Here's what the bond is. I need you to raise money.
One more, one more, one more.
gobierno Obama que hagas algo. Estamos esperando que paren las deportaciones.
As you might have guessed, I'm fairly liberal in my politics. That's not Alabama. So it's lonely. It's lonely. And so she's one of the few friends that I have outside of the congregation here.
I guess outside it is an odd pair, you know, this older white man and then this younger Mexican-American woman. But, I mean, he is part of my family here. I ask him about who he's dating. I tell him about, you know, who I'm seeing. It is that camaraderie of having someone who supports what you're doing and who you support what they're doing. And it makes you feel like you're not crazy because, you know, purposefully being arrested, you know, it's not something that I bring up on everyday conversations.
The story of Gwen and Fred's friendship was brought to us by reporter Ashley Cleek.